Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and now I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. And today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode, and I'm joined today by two of my favorite guests. Y'all know I couldn't get through season 5 without bringing on my guests. And, you know, when I thought about this topic, y'all, you know, I had to think of the right people. You know, I had to bring some of the best in the podcast community. But y'all already know how I do it. When I bring guests on my platform, I allow them to introduce themselves and tell y'all a little bit about themselves and their podcast. So without further ado, I would like my guests to go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? This is your girl, Kwamea. But for those that can't pronounce my name, call me Q Quiet Queen. I am the founder, CEO, creator, and most importantly, the host of Pillow Talk with the T podcast. I cannot thank you. And yes, many more other endeavors underneath this umbrella. Yes, this is your girl.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Big Smash, Mr. 300. I'm in the building.
You can't just call yourself Mr. 300 without telling them why you calling yourself Mr. 300.
Because we 300 episodes plus and counting, nigga. That's why. But yeah, man. Bet the House podcast, you know, whole bunch of other things. You can add radio host to that now, too. You know,
right.
I'm
right.
Just doing a little shindig out in these streets. Nothing right, major. Right. I don't do much.
Yeah, man, 300 episodes, that's a lot of work. But today, y'all, today's episode is titled, Do Women Really Want a Sensitive Man? Now, before I get into that topic, y'all, I just first want to say I actually had planned on putting this out like the first couple of episodes. It took a minute. As y'all know, my season been dragging along. You know, a lot of things are picked up. The boy got busy. But that don't stop the show, right? But my first question, Q, since we are talking about do women really want a sensitive man, I want to ask you the first question. Now, why do you think a man that's more in tune with his feelings is considered soft?
I don't know why people end up thinking that, because me being a boy mom, I don't really think that a man that's in tune or emotional intelligent is a soft man or a sensitive man, quote unquote, what today's society end up labeling it as.
Right.
I feel like so many women want men to, we say that we want men to be in tune with their emotions and express themselves and how they feeling in their heart and to tell me how you feel about me. But when they do that, then now all of a sudden, oh, you a B, you sensitive. Oh, yeah. You weak. And again, I put a frown and a disrespect on bitches, and I'm going to say bitches, yes, or anybody, men too, could be a bitch too, who end up doing that to even other men. Because again, someone who's in tune with their emotions and emotional intelligence, and they are doing the work to sit there to end up being the best version of themselves, that's not sensitivity, that's elevation.
Yeah, what you think about that, Smash?
I'm going to keep it a buck. Sometimes it ain't even about, you know, I mean, I don't want to be with a woman where I have to be hard 24/7. I feel like I do enough of that in the streets. I do enough of that in the world. I'm hard like that with my homies, things like that. I think when I come home, I want to just be able to, you know, take that badge off and just be, you know, turn that hardness off, man. Like, I feel like being in a space with a woman, that's supposed to be my safe space. I shouldn't have to be thugged out. I shouldn't have to be all aggressive and rough and tough with my woman. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I think you have to have, I mean, I ain't saying, ain't saying, you know, you gotta be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But I think once you with your woman, you need to have a sort of sensitive side to it. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for men and women. Because right. sensitivity is for both sides. Like, we gotta be able to be in touch with each other, you know, because what I've realized is a lot of times when you let your guards down, people take advantage of it. And that goes for couples too. You know what I'm saying? Couples take advantage of that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, now I could just walk all over him. Now I could just walk all over her. You know, so I think you have to have sort of a balance.
Right.
You have to know when to be hard, and then you have to know when to be soft. I can't be in a full relationship where I'm just soft. Yes, whatever you want me to do, I'ma do it. You say jump, I'ma say jump. I love you that much, whatever. Because now she not gonna see you as the man. Yeah. So you have to know when to be gentle, and then you have to know when to step up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna hit you with this. Now I'm gonna go back to what you said when you said you wanna be able to take that badge off, you know, when you come home and all that. So most people would say, if you have to do that, most people would say you're not being yourself, or most people would say that woman only wants you because of a certain side of you. Like, let's just say a woman, she liked the street version of you. She don't like you when you take that side, or like when you come home and when you go into the house, you no longer a street dude.
Well, she need to get a nigga that's a thug love nigga.
Yeah, straight all around.
It's all around 24/7. That's who not emotionally intelligent, don't know a life balance, don't know structure. Right. That's all over the place, and all he knows is being a thug love nigga. Then that's she's attracting or choosing the wrong type of guy. Yeah, but don't damage that type of human being. And then when you done with it, you throw him out of the street. Now it comes a domino effect. Now he's non-trusting. Now he's damaged. Now he got to work on what he just got up, because this chick thought she had somebody that's a thug love, but he's emotional intelligent to the fact now he's messed up, and he got to fix himself because what he experienced.
Right. So check this out. So I know both of y'all know about Power, right? Both of y'all, I don't know if both of y'all follow Power from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. So look, it's just like with Tasha and Ghost. Now, Tasha clearly loved Ghost, right? She loved Ghost. Now we know how Ghost was. Ghost was, you know, he was who he was, but he also tried to get out the life and just have the clubs and just have Angela, right? He wanted to get out the life. When he started to do that, Tasha wasn't liking James St. Patrick. She was liking Ghost. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what I mean when I say, do women really want the sensitive side of a man? Because when you ask for it and you get it, it's like when they get it, they still end up wanting something else or wanting the other side. So that leads me to my next question. Can you be masculine and sensitive at the same time?
Absolutely.
You have to be.
You have to be.
I said you have to be.
Yeah.
Because again, like, if you, I think I've ran into across several women who wanted yes men. Like, the dudes, and this is how a lot of women, not all of them, but a lot of them carry it. Like, it is an honor for you to be with me. So take advantage of that, because what you won't do, another man will. So sometimes men hearing that, we tend to turn down, you know what I'm saying? We tend to believe that. Like, damn, if I don't step up and do things how she wants me to do it, she gonna go find somebody else. So in a way, you have to, I've always said this, like, it is an honor to be with a woman. But you have to make sure that she knows that it's an honor to be with you too. So, so you know what I'm saying? It goes hand in hand. You know, right. You can definitely be, it's like going to work. It's like when you go to work, you have to put on a face while you're at work, because you're a professional. But when you get off of work, whatever you do in your life is whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So in a relationship, it's the same way. You are yourself. You are being yourself. You're just tapping into different parts of yourself.
Amen.
You know, so I'm gonna be soft at times because times call for it. I'm gonna be masculine because at times it calls for it. That's the problem nowadays in 2023. A lot of these men don't know how to step up and be men. They don't know how to lead like men. They expect women. And you know what? Before I go into that, women want to be able to have that space too. They want to know that when shit hits the fan, you're going to be there. You're going to protect them.
Come on.
You're going to, you know what I'm saying, give them that love, that understanding, that communication, that space that they need. They don't want to have to be the man and the woman.
Right.
See, I know a lot of women who had to be the man and the woman because men didn't know how to lead. My mama was one of them. You know what I'm saying? My mama raised us. So I take it, I took thoughts from that. Like, yeah, my daddy was around, but my mama raised us. So you have women out here who have no choice but to put on them hats, be both parents, be the man and the woman. So I think, you know, and then you have daughters who are coming up under that. Like, don't let no man walk over you. Don't let no man tell you what you can get your own, do your own, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So you run into that. So now it is a balance. You got to fight. You got to fight the masculinity of the woman, too, to show her that, hey, you don't have to be that with me. You know, you can be that right with everybody else, but you don't have to be that with me. So, yeah, it's a balance. It's a tough balance, but it's a balance.
You know, I guess the problem that I have is women enjoy, like, I'm going to tell you what really sparked this topic right here. Y'all probably seen this on the internet before. Y'all know how people be walking around with their phone or microphone or whatever, ask people questions and shit, and they be like it's this one joint that went viral. It's a dude, he go around, he asking women, he say, "You want a 9-to-5 nigga, a scammer, or a drug dealer?" Y'all seen that before? The problem.
No, I ain't seen that.
No, look, it's a dude, he go around. He asked a whole bunch of women, say, "You want a 9-to-5 nigga, a drug dealer, or a scammer?" And majority of all of them said scammer and drug dealer. They said the 9-to-5 nigga is boring. And then the reason why they said scammer and drug dealer is because of the money. Now, the problem that I have is women enjoy those things too much. Now, I mentioned this in one of my previous episodes. I can't remember, but it's like when they talking to dudes who are like 100% dedicated to these type of lifestyles, it only end one way. None of these niggas is successful and just out the game, completely successful, retired, so to say. And neither one of that. You either end up dead or you go to jail. Now, when you sitting around and your nigga in jail or he dead, then, like, I think it was my last one. My last episode. But when you sitting around and you got to deal with that, or you mourning the death and shit like that, that's your fault because you so dedicated to that type of dude that you like. You like, ain't nothing wrong with a 9-to-5 nigga. I mean, he can protect you too. It don't matter what he do. Any man that's a man, that's tough enough, I should say, he can protect you. It's some punk ass drug dealers out there that don't know how to fight or fight for themselves. That don't know how to protect you. You think because I'm gonna go out here and sell drugs that I know how to protect you because I'm a drug dealer and because I got a gun on my waist? That don't mean nothing. I might not know how to shoot.
There's a lot of them that don't know how to shoot.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
let me go back to this with the whole Tasha and Ghost. Compared to Ghost and St. Patrick, those was two different human beings, but at the same time I understand where Tasha was coming from, due to the fact that when she met him being a thug, she met him as Ghost. So again, I'm not saying that people don't want to elevate and change. Absolutely, that's part of life, that's part of growth, that's a great thing. The thing is, if your partner that you are with is not in that same level of doing that with you, you're not equally yoked. There's no understanding. There's a misalignment there. So it's like, even though he was sitting there ready to get out of that life, but he was ready to move out of that life, but she still was stuck behind it. So it was like he was forced to go back and forth, not knowing, I want to go here, but then I'm stuck here because my wife is still pushing here and I love her. But again, I felt like that's what a miscommunication, because I felt like they would have had that conversation. But like, listen, I understand, baby, I met you when I was a thug, but listen, it's time for us to grow up, and we got three kids and we need to move to a better, we need to move to a better life situation, even though their life situation was good, but just mentally and emotionally and socially, like, let's get out this lifestyle. But again, it's like men have to realize a way a woman met you, if she's not flexible to elevation and to understand life is part of growth and flexibility and time to grow the hell up, then you gonna have those views of you ready to go left while she's still stuck at right.
Yeah, but at that point, what do you do? Like I still I'm such a power fanatic. Like, I remember everything. The first time they was in the room, they was at the house and shit, and he said, "When I first met you, what did you think I was gonna be?" She said, "The biggest goddamn drug dealer in New York City." And so, like, I don't know. I think it was after he met Angela or something. Angela brought back a whole bunch of shit in him or whatever. But I guess with him, he said, because they had an argument too. He was like, "It's no, we don't know any wrinkled drug dealers, no old wrinkles drug dealers or something like that." He said, "They even dead or in jail, Tasha." It's like you said, she got used to the lifestyle. She got used to the way that it was when they first met and stuff.
Think she believed that he could do anything else.
That's what she met him at.
And still generate the kind of income that he was bringing in.
But you know why he was pursuing Angela more, though? Because Angela, she may not have knew about the drug shit right away, but she was so supportive of anything he wanted to do, regardless of what he said to her. She was like, "Okay, you can." She was awesome shit, like, "You can do it. I'm here for you. I support you," type shit. When he said the same thing to his quote unquote wife, like, if I met you and I was a drug dealer and you fell in love with that shit and we was together for a minute, and if we made a lot of money, and I all of a sudden wanted to be like, "You know what? I'm about to give all this shit up. We got enough money to live good." Boom. You supposed to be like, "All right, baby, I support you." You're not supposed to be like, "No, stay
absolutely
here."
Yeah. But again, that comes with the okay substance, the blueprint, the DNA of the woman you're speaking to.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Again, she that's all she knew. That was her life. So again, and also she
poor
didn't
ass, why not?
And so, like, and was, so she, and just like what Smash said, she didn't believe that she could continue to have that same revenue, but living in a good lifestyle, which, if she really believed in him, he was doing it. He was able to do it. He was opening up businesses so they could continue to have that same fluffiness of that same financial income that they was making while he was doing it on the street. But again, she was so blinded of that fast lifestyle right here that she wasn't seeing that. And again, it goes with the miscommunication. I felt like they was actually talking at each other and not talking to each other.
And that's exactly why everybody who got something to say about Ghost cheating, I said I was supporting him pursuing Angela, because Angela was supporting him.
She brought St. Patrick out of him, who he wanted to end up with.
Exactly.
I think he just, you know, eventually even the toughest dudes get to the point where they want to be able to let their guard down. They want to be able to be, you know, comfortable and not have to look over their shoulders or worry about who into it with them or what, who after them or things like that. So I think, you know, having that certain type of comfortability that, all right, man, whatever I do, you're going to support me in it. You're going to back me up. You know, that opens up doors for so many things, because the one thing that a lot of dudes really, really want is somebody to believe in them. Like, no matter how big or how small the task is, if I believe I can get up and do this, it's the best feeling in the world to have your woman support you and know and believe in that too. You know what I'm saying? That whatever I do, I believe I can do it because she rides with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that speaks volumes because a lot of dudes never had that. You don't know what that man had in his past. Like, there are reasons why we choose the women that we choose, because we see something in y'all that we might not never seen before until you decide to do something different. You know, so I think that's how you build bonds and you build relationships. You get in these things because you feel like you can accomplish something. No man wants to feel like, damn, I just wasted 3 years. No woman wants to feel, damn, I just wasted 3 years.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you got to have that certain kind of belief, because I'm going to tell you through the door, if you don't believe in me, I tend not to want to be with you. What is the point?
Hey, that shit right there, that'll make anybody want to leave somebody, and it's easy for somebody else to distract you from whoever your partner is. If I was messing with a woman right now and another woman believed in me more than my woman do, then I'm going to that woman. I ain't even going to lie to you. But see, like I said, y'all, that's what sparked this topic. And I was bothered a lot by it, because I've also heard people argue, right? I've heard people argue with my own ears. I swear to goodness, I was physically there. It was a man and a woman arguing. And the man was like, the way he was coming off from more of an emotional place. I'm not going to say he was sensitive and crying and shit, but he was coming from a more emotional place. And the woman was coming from a, like, why you doing all that type of place, right? Why you acting so emotional right now? Like, I've heard a man and a woman arguing, and the woman say, why you acting so emotional right now? You giving me soft vibe. I've heard that. I've overheard that. So that's why I say, like, do women even want? Because, like, the question comes from, like, it's women that talk to men, and the men are not in touch with their emotional side.
Exactly.
Like, it's women who talk to men, and they tell, and I've heard this also. I've heard a woman say, he's too guarded. He act like he ain't got no emotions.
Now,
like, I hear, like, a whole bunch of different things. I'm like, what the fuck do y'all want?
Those are the ones in regards to the ones who are guarded, is because, again, me coming from the specimen seed of a man who've been raised by great, amazing men, who have great, amazing brothers and hella uncles, and now me 22 years ago pushing out an incredible young man, I learned from them that one thing about a man, they are not going to show that vulnerability with someone they don't trust.
Say that again, Q.
They're not going to show that vulnerability to someone they don't trust. If you don't create that space for them, and they don't feel like they could trust you with their heart and their feelings and their emotions, they are not giving you that at all. So that's why those men are guarded, because they don't see that you are the type of woman, or you are that woman that's equipped to protect and to guard and to sit there and create that space. Because one, they probably heard you say something that was like, hell no. They probably seen how you probably treated somebody, which 9 times 10 was another man. Or just the fact that they just feel in their gut, like, she's not it. I'm not going to do it. And again, then those who sit there, who does decide to show their emotions and feel like that person, that woman created that space, again, that woman just need to sit there, and she need to sit back and allow her man. You ask for a man to be emotionally intelligent, to express his feelings and his emotions. Now, why is something you making that a negative thing, and you using that, and you weaponizing that against him?
Yeah.
You all the vinegar doesn't mix. You got to make it make sense. And again, men is not going to sit here and not going to actually give out their emotions like that. It's about loyalty with men. It's about the trust factor. It's like the same way how women say, women, we want to know that at the end of the day, you got me. If I fall back right now, are you going to catch me? Or are you going to be a runner and a track star and running out the fucking door?
She's a runner. She's a track star.
See, that's So the same way as women feeling they want that same comfortability, that same stability, that same support, the same thing men want. So they're not going to give it. They're not going to open up. They're not going to trust you with it. They're not going to vomit it out until they could feel that. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to call the thing a thing. A lot of you women out here are not equipped for that. Mm.
And you know what's crazy? A lot, and this is another topic for another day, but men and women both acting the same nowadays more often, right? So because I was about to say, you are 100% right with the male part, because like almost all men don't open up like that, unless it's like you just said, is with a woman who make them feel like they can be.
Exactly.
But I find it more interesting that women are the same way, because a lot of women
absolutely
nowadays are acting like men now. They moving like men, and they're just as much not as open as we are. So it's like,
there's a reason why we do that. The reason why I do it is because the fact is, again, there's factors. I pay attention. I observe a person that I'm either dating or dating. Because I do like to date multiple suitors, because data is collecting data. It's an ironic, our collectives pick the right suitor for me. So don't mean that I'm actually fucking every all of them. I'm having a meal and a great conversation. And then we vibing out over some drinks and we entertaining each other. And again, until that person show me consistency, loyalty, and that they are the right standards to my equipped, then cool. But again, I do it because I already experienced of me giving my emotions, me opening up my vulnerability, and somebody dropped the ball.
Hey Q, I got a question for you.
We experienced it too many times. That's why we coming like that now.
I got a question for you. I'm gonna ask you that question that they asking on YouTube.
please don't.
You wanna? I gotta ask you. I got. Look, I'm gonna ask you this, but I'm gonna ask you something after this, right? So, do you want a 9-to-5 nigga, a scammer, or a drug dealer?
Definitely not a scammer.
What you want?
I would want
you can't mix nothing together.
I'm not going to mix it. I would want someone. No, I would want someone who is. I would say a 9-to-5. Why would I want a scammer? If he scams somebody that he don't know, this nigga could be trying to take my Social Security when I'm out my house and I leave him in my home, like.
Right, so look, all right. So you say 9-to-5, nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is another question for you. Are you attracted to street niggas?
I have been at one time.
No.
I'm even really thinking hard as I'm saying this, like. No.
Well, when I say,
let me show y'all my
attracted to. When I say attracted to, I don't mean would you pursue it again. I just mean when you see it on screen or when you see it in.
My pussy doesn't get wet. No.
Okay. All right.
I think you gotta earn your position in people's lives. I think we throw around. You know, because Q just said something, how she said that she loves dating multiple suitors. And I think we too quick to just throw around that relationship title off bat without people actually putting in the work to earn it.
Exactly.
See, if you know who you're dating, then you know the kind of person that you're dating. You know if they're going to believe in you, they're going to deal with you. They want you to be hard. They want you to be sensitive. They want you up. They want you down. You'll know that by taking the time to know who you're dealing with and not just be so quick to throw a title on. See, I speak for myself. Back in the days, it was so easy for me to throw a relationship title onto things because we was fucking. Mm-hmm. Or because, you know, I enjoyed being around you. Or because I enjoyed your company. Or because you got a fat ass. It was easy for me to fall for those things and vice versa. Now, I think you have to take the time to know who you're dealing with, because, again, I do not want to be hard body 24/7. I don't want that. And if I have to be that, being with you, then I tend to, you know, honestly, I tend to make moves and go find somewhere else where I'm going to get to be who I want to be and not have to change up or worry about you leaving me because that's the person that you want me to be. No, accept me for who I am and let's work on how to implement that to everything that we're doing, or otherwise just leave me alone.
Exactly. And I agree with that because, like, even out of one of my five suitors, I had to remove him because as I end up continue to observe, continue to date him, got continue to know him, he was not for me. Because again, I didn't see the drive and the motivation, and it was like so much negative thought of thinking. I'm a person, you guys know me. Yeah, I'm always thinking positive. I'm about affirmations. I'm about manifestation. I'm sitting here at therapy every fucking Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm sitting there from the time that you guys knew me 3 or 4 years ago to now. I'm constantly still growing. I'm doing the work. So why would I want to connect myself with someone that's sitting there, got the mindset of, well, I can't sit there and fucking think about the future because I'm sitting there trying to think about what's going on right now. Like, what? What are we doing here? That guy right there is not for me. Because I was raised, and what's in my DNA, what's in my blueprint, is to speak it until it's in existence, to manifest it, to walk as if you got it right now. You know what I'm saying? So me and that guy couldn't be the thing. And again, a lot of women continue to sit here, and if a woman select a man who is emotionally intelligent and that's not what you want, let him the fuck go.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Don't damage that man.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we get out of here. Have you ever called a man soft?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, I got you.
What is the definition of soft though?
Well, see, that's why we talk about this, because, you know, a lot of times when, like I said, I've overheard arguments and conversations before when a man is, let's just say, like let's just say the man is like, come on, baby, why you doing, you know, talking, getting all in tune with his feelings and shit. And sometimes when women see that, it's like they say they want that, but they want to see masculinity, like they don't. I don't know. It's so crazy. Like, sometimes women say men don't know what they want. I'm a firm believer. Sometimes women don't know what the fuck they want because they want one thing in a man, but then they seek another thing. I don't know.
And let me end up saying this, because I'm going to say it, because a lot of women that's going to listen to this episode is going to say, Queen, why you ain't saying this? First of all, let's stop saying women. Let's just say some women, because every woman is not like this. And then two, not only thing, a lot of women, and just like I feel like a lot of women don't know what it is they want. And again, let me go deeper in that. We focus on so much of what it is that we want, and we don't never think about what it is that we need. Fuck what we want. What do you need? Your need elevates more top tier than what it is you want. I could want ice cream every day, but am I going to fucking eat ice cream every day? But me eating a salad is what I need, because that's going to make me stay here longer to live life with my partner, then make memories with my son, continue to keep rocking with y'all motherfucking amazing people and keep making shows. So again, let's stop talking about what it is that we want. What people need to do is start to end up finding out and actually putting the mirror in their face, stripping themselves naked, and say, you know what? What is it that I truly need? Forget that what I want. And when they find out what it is they want, the needs will be so isolated, because the fact is they truly internally know what they definitely need compared to what they want. But a lot of people are so still lost, and still they not out here willing to do the work. When you ready to do the work and dive deep and start tipping that table over and having them uncomfortable conversations and stop being around people that's going to pacify you, oh baby, the life on this other side is amazing.
So amazing. Hey, look at it, man. So we're going to wrap this up with one last question. Smash. Have you ever had a conversation with a woman and you realized that you were like pouring your emotions out and you was like, damn, what's going on here? Like, have you ever had one of those moments where you not in an argument, but like in a back and forth with a woman and you like, damn, I'm real live, you know?
Yeah. But I think again it goes to knowing your partner.
And I asked you that because after the fact, I want to know, like, did you think you was like, you know how sometimes people say things and then they walk away and they be like, man, I might have did too much there. Have you ever walked away?
I think, here's the thing. For me, I think I waited so long to open myself up to any woman and explain, you know, the things that I feel, the things that I went through. And so, you know what I'm saying? One thing about me is I trusted too easily in the past and got burned for it. So it took a lot, you know, being married, it opens up doors that you not necessarily didn't feel like you could finally, you know, even still, like, yeah, I can let my guards down. I can open myself up. So for me, I think it took me a while. It took me, shit, damn near 2.5 years for me to really, really start opening up and expressing, you know, inside of me. So yeah, it took me a minute. And I think like once it happened, it was like, yo, I feel a lot better. I feel different. I feel better because, you know, them weights come up off your shoulders. You feel good because you walk around and you suppress shit for so long. And now finally, you know, you're speaking out. So what that in return is, it makes you want to keep opening up. It makes you want to keep speaking out. It makes you feel like, yo, I don't got to lie. I don't got to keep nothing in. I like this. So that's what it's like for me right now. I'm going through that right now. Like, I like this feeling. I like where I can be able to open up and say these things that I normally don't say to people. Yeah, it was a different feeling. It was a good feeling. It was hard at first, but it became easier now. I think like once you do it that first time, it feels better.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah. It probably took you a long time to get there. Yeah. Q.
Yep.
Now you know I ain't letting you get up out of here without asking you no question.
What is the question, brother?
Look, so I want to ask you, because I need to know this. Are you currently in a space where you can be vulnerable with a man?
I am in a space where I could be vulnerable with two of my partners because I am in a poly relationship.
I didn't want to say that unless you did, because I already knew that. So
there's no secret. I say it on Pillow Talk with you. It's no secret.
But even if that's the case, I want to know if you, because I know you've been through a lot, but are you currently in a headspace where you're like, oh, I'm comfortable with being vulnerable?
Absolutely. Because they create that space for me. Now that they they allow me to be me. They respect me for who I am. I am who they fell in love with. I am who they was attracted to. The unapologetic, transparent, outspoken, bold, curvaceous woman. You know, they know my story. And because
I get very bold.
And they know my story, you know, even me being a domestic violence survivor that I shared to my partner, any partner I get connected to, and I may see and we have that conversation, where we going from here, or are we going to make this official? I have to share that with them because I had to let them know that I am altered. I'm not that same woman before that first blow. I am now a different human being. So now you have to be sensitive to my sensitivity. You have to now deal with me with a little bit of more delicacy that you would do with an other woman who never experienced what I experienced.
Right.
And they do that. And I respect them for that.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you know, I actually feel like I have to work on letting myself go with someone. Like, not that I don't trust nobody. I do trust people. But it's hard. It's actually hard for me to be vulnerable, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. I can be, but it's hard though.
Yeah.
And it's not that I try to portray an image, because I never try to be nothing that I'm not. Like, for example, we all human, we all cry, right? Mm-hmm. But no one has ever seen me cry.
Oh wow.
Like I in my last episode, I think it was one of the last two episodes, I mentioned that I cried because on the morning of my birthday, normally I hear my grandmother call me, one of the first people to call me, tell me happy birthday, and she's obviously not here. So I was in a car by myself and I cried. But I would never cry around no one. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it is. And it's not that I don't trust you. I don't, for some strange fucking reason, I'm going to say this topic for another day, but for some strange reason, I don't like when people, I don't want nobody to see me cry. And it's not that I don't want you to see the human side of me. I don't want to invite everyone into that side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you don't want them to end up using it against you, because there are people that will.
Yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, I don't give a fuck, but it's not that I like, I want to play tough and be like, yeah, don't nothing bother me. Da, da, da. It's not that. I just don't really feel like not everyone should see that side of you.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So I leave it. So I'm going to leave it on that note. Anybody want to ask me some questions, y'all ask me afterwards, all right? But yeah, I want to thank Smash. I want to thank Q, my sister, for coming through. Y'all blessing my episode. And Mr. 300, I want you to tell these people where to find you, man.
I'm everywhere, man. Bet the House Media on Instagram.
Yeah, Bet the House Podcast. Y'all make sure y'all follow him. And Q, tell everybody where to follow you.
Yeah, same thing. I'm everywhere. You could just Google me if you don't know where it's at.
They everywhere, y'all.
I'm every single where. No way you can't find me.
Look, they everywhere. Just like I tell y'all at the top of every episode, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, AHA, Radio, even Good Pods. Y'all make sure y'all go download Good Pods too. But yeah, I want to thank y'all again. This was last minute, people. You know what I'm saying? Helping me put together this episode, season 5. We in here. We almost at the end. But yeah, y'all know where to find me. I just said it. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Twitter, RTWT Podcast, Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. And we out of here.
Peace.